And now from a quarter spun twist top sectional sofa of a dollar sized wallet of jellies, this is Radio 11, served justly for these days on the Monday in 5 PM marker stop a blotter mark, and this is Serena, that other voice of the queue, as in Aqua. This slim and finery of an afternoon finds us starting out with French Jackson, as in a sidle step up from Q and the Tryst, and following gently we'll revisit a mishmash of scenic dollops of the kind in kind, a crypto story, ecosystemics, an open letter to Amazon, your open engagement towards a code testable government, fervorment of just, a bit of karma, and a quickie on how this whole thing started out, with strawberry programming. Next up, French Jackson.
The bag carousel word as the carrier threw luggage up the ramp. MGA. The tag read. A thin tawny hand with a gold bracelet whiskered up the bag and threw the strap across her bosom, arching up and briskly walking towards the exit, to a cab outside. It had been 3 days from any communique from the crew, radio silence and all that. And there was just a single chatter this morning on Signal. Gaz inked. Yeah, it was code. The kind that starts with agent and ends in a toffee ice cream or some such gooey nonsense. It was silly using Signal, as they were all trained telepaths. But it was good in a noisy pinch anyway. Ouch! She spun around, noisily from a pinch from behind. Aria. Great you made it. We weren't expecting you at the airport, and so early. Thanks for the wake-up call though. It was French Jackson, FR for short, and he was a medium-build character that was always about to look away when he was talking with you. It seemed as if he had a story written on the inside of his eyelids. Shy, but a good fellow to have in a brawl. And he was Arya's bodyguard for the shoot starting mid-morning. He was the nightclub type and loved his gin and tonics. Or mostly just tonics these days. Got to please the wheeze. Or some such nonsense he would say out loud. Why the character assassination, Arya? I read that last paragraph and it was nonsense. This was surreal. Gu's fictional characters often gritizized his work and jumped over each other's lines in real time. I mean, it was fine in his studio apartment, but this was the airport near Rio, and Q, while mildly looking it over from half a world away, felt that Arya had it right. I mean, we could have chosen a better bodyguard Yonk spec, but the series was just starting out, and the characters were only introduced 10 minutes ago. Well, enough of that, you'll do fine, father. Thank you, Arya. Well anyway, the floors are creeping up and it feels a bit like peanut butter and gelish sandwich again, what do you think? Great. I'll take the bags. I've got this one. She tucked her purse up to her side and they were off. Sunbeam headlines in the thrusts of oncoming cars found prismatic light shows coming at them like a West Portal dance club they would once frequent. The gin, back then. Woo-oo-oo-oo-oosh. Click. Rrrrrk. Knock knock. The car pulled into the slip, the house door opened, and as they walked in, ice was being crushed in an industrial blender, and more people were starting to arrive at the party. Let's see how this thing is going to get on as FR pushed back at the crowd starting to form near the door. It's me. Don't be so pushy. Sorry, madam. It's not madam, it's Georgina, your pal from the show last August. You're doing thin without the gin. Good, keep it up. Well, yes. That is a thing, he loosened up. You're looking quite all righteous yourself. It's a wonder you made it up to Rio. Weren't you flittering near Berkeley in the summers? God, that was great party, wasn't it? Slim had his set down, and patting down the ladies at the door was a pleasure, except that young gal who tried to kill herself in the bathroom. Oh yes. Betty. She's fine. She's just like that. I think she was out of pills that night. Oh yes. I remember the pale blue eyes. Well anyway. I was her dealer. We all felt bad about it. Laugh. Alright, get in there. I've got to get some things out of the car, said French as he took his exit. A pause button for replay. The point. Life. Well, it is reciprocal, and it is work, but is it? A desk. Is it even work from home? Perhaps it is. It will work and do the needful. Float. Move free and understand what you are giving, and what you are getting. Decentralized payments mean you don't have a boss, you have currency tied to your belt, that releases and transacts all the while you are living. Ding. Perhaps you have body sensors, or perhaps you're adept enough to transact. And remember, it's not cash. It's energy. Where do you want to go? What will happen when you get there? Is there a point in getting there, or is the journey the mission, your short travels, should they return to home, or should they bring you further out and around to where you want to be? Will you have people, and housing, and enough stuff to travel forth? These questions of what is a home, and what is life, are complex, especially for relationships that develop, or do they? I think they should, but perhaps they only occur as needed. Familiar I like, but being alone when you want is nice too. To figure, establishing contactless digital currency does not have any requirements, as the exchanges work themselves out as you travel. Blog it. Build it. Sell it. Be it. Dream it. Ship it. Design. Resign. Unbox. And bring strawberries to a party. Heads up. Display it. Project it. QR scan it. Pick it up. Leave clues for the path. Disappearing ink on sidewalks. Cyber plus human is instant and permanent in the blockchain. Divisiveness will keep your messages on path. So where does the energy come from? Food. Us. Power. Where does it go? Question it, level up, get out and build it, let them follow you, power up the power stations, leave data packets, from the future. And beacons of proximity, which are training grounds for them and you, revisit and reseed what works, from everybody, from our devices. From the blockchain messaging, and test. Write the tests that test the tests, and automate long-range telepathic superhighways. Instant point-to-point, on-point, depots, and portals. For your leisure. Drop in, tune out, etc. Know when to speed, when to slow, it's perfect, all the time. Seemingly at least, it functions as physics and chemistry plus love, if that's what you're after. And then some. Let the music flow.
And this was episode 20. Free for a dime drop into a packed Bell telephone. Message us at anchor.fm/aquaqlab/message and get in. Radiophonics are produced on an Android in semi-discomfort, for your comfortable chair or roads to listening pleasure. Please consider a donation to the podcast, and keep on listening on. Love from San Francisco, this is AquaQCU.
Organization processes, process and proceeding, pausing with antennae with an initial and ongoing bodily communication of ourselves and our inclination of that being to proceed with the needs of, for what one cannot bear perhaps, in the times that it is known it is needed for. Ecosystem to ecosystem behavior. We signal each other, chemically, through radio, and the planet, surfaces and air help us send and retain a message for the time it is needed. Creating troughs and pathways for some, and other times messages which terminate as they are gobbled up into a chemical transcription in the minds and body of the organism which noticed and indeed needed it, which starts the intra-organism communication, as attuned they are to their own bodies and they were one and many. Take a small leaf, which a caterpillar has crawled across, for what reason and perhaps to get higher on the leaf to reach a better signal. The leaf is water and material is ingested and then the plant and the water are aware of the caterpillar, who undulates and vibrates the food throughout its body, sending a little dance onto the leaf and into the air, and giving it enough energy to find its direction, and carry on its caterpillar conversation, until it finds some soft dirt to return the favor, to the soil and perhaps an even smaller organism to return the nutrients to the plant, with its own enough energy and communication to do so. Meanwhile, the caterpillar, as satisfied with his living, carries on in this manner, and begins to see the world, from leaf to leaf as it were, starting again at the bottom perhaps, tagging itself at the stem so that it, and by it I mean others, find it again, or more precisely so that they can find the direction it has come from, so that others may see the successes in this regard. And as the caterpillar travels on, the water inside of him is a sort of push-pull warble, and the electrons in his body from his activity in his environment spin, and he spins, bits at a time, until his internal organization directs his feet to paddle up and arched and then sideways a bit to test, and his body carries out the instructions which both his chemical brain and atomic water provide a means of motion to do so, and in doing so aligns himself with another particular caterpillar tuned from far away. As the message is clear that leaves are the place to be for such an amenable activity, and that the soil is pleased with the arrangement, and the plant seems keen to provide the anti-gravity for any time the caterpillar is willing to carry on with itself, and in these eventualities, as evident, the water is also stowed in a particular place near the abdomen which also drives our friend forward, to follow or be followed, and he'll find with this water, another satchel of water, in another caterpillar, warm also and traveled with a similar chemical means and process, which the water knows too with its natural physics of communication as surface tension. As they say, love may be in the air as one caterpillar is nearer to another, as they love themselves and hence each other in the moments their energies provide, and inspire them to provide for another. So while their endeavor of food has been successful, they also endeavor to see and become beauty, as their measure of indicative success in their understanding of love, as one in another, and that beauty perceived is what is transceiver for the liking of one another, and in that moment of offset water displacement, these beings now close and seeing each other at the angles and properties that provides for them this optimal view of the beauty before them, for them, from in front and behind, is when they move in, for that direction, and continue their endeavors justly to make an even greater love. It's at this point, where the processes which carry life for the living proceed and as successes go, trigger further successes as life, chemically transcribed and encoded to the willingness of both to provide a new set of beings who will, towards another one of these and more, which is encoded also in each of our parent participants, though unknowingly perhaps by their entire being, is known in that instant to the new life which now continues, and known through this very water which brought them together, coupled with the coupling of overlapping chemical loops. These reminders carry them to pause a bit and reorient themselves again, for the reasoning that things have once again changed, and change is what was required to orient at all and in the first place. The initial chemicals re-trigger the program inside the animal and apply a bit of string to the first and current bit, and, each time string is strung around, and left on that leaf, and in and about another, and each time there is movement in some part, to stay or to move and in which direction, and by push or pull or by an overriding sense of chemistry, which now is that program still, and those bits of string, and by which bits the caterpillar chooses to pull on, and to what successes those lead, and they then are perhaps oriented in their time and lives for the moments they proceed. With luck, and surely by successes and noticement of one in another, and for the desire to be and observe the enjoyments of such a living life, the orientation of all creatures around these now too, and further many caterpillars, adjusts and adjusts for them, and since they are oriented they can proceed through this radiochemical life for as long as the orientation works for others, for themselves, and at each stage a new glimmering of experience brings their prior self forward, and using all their feet and strings they pull and stamp into the leaf or on a new bit of concrete wall, they now know they were not alone, confirmed by they themselves, and are happy to sit sideways on this bit of concrete and chatter a bit into the airwaves, and eventually to receive a signal which indicates the direction of their mate, and they can travel and chatter and meet up again if they'd like, or to talk about the plants down below, and by radio visual, provide a map of what is good, and what good may be found if such a visual were followed, and these signals are likely picked up specifically only by these two caterpillars, although generally picked up in those attenuating their bodies, which are likely those who also seek like kind, and are in a means of their perhaps to be oriented society of bodies, and the messages as truth help further those endeavors. Of course the leaf may not always be pleased, Although careful, the caterpillar was to gnash on a non-reticulating portion, or perhaps it chomped right into a water artery in that once was filled with leafy watery chemical yet unprocessed and meant for the leaf alone to handle. Well, a caring and careful caterpillar and also the mandibles available to such a creature would not permit it to perish, or produce a result which was catastrophic to an environment such as discovery, and so, we're safe. The plant still holds the caterpillar to this day, and the two with many and many and legs which carry them in those organizations or organisms which have made it their living, and living they do, in their own orientation and their own times to find and direct each other on the terms of their radiochemical eviroelectrical sensations of the absolute and power of love in the universe, and the symmetry which now and has always existed, in the near and abstract sense to an observer, but in absolute and positive terms for each being within themselves only to notice, and by that I mean the totality of their being, which is also the others they care in and about and for and all of those like and kind words. And thus, as we expected, the successes of this caterpillar find it even further, after its long success had brought it to a long rest, where its now known beauty has been taken internally, and all the organisms and further ones ahead are ready to provide now for these any sure future success of themselves and others, and a cocoon is just their mode of transport, and their bodies continue in travel, and the life inside of them is their own now and for a time, and it is built to their own specifications as known and now dreamt of, and shielded yet expected, care is taken to provide their ultimate antenna as well. This cocoon is shaped as the world would like its shape to be, and that is seen and noticed throughout the air and water. And radio signals may bounce off of it, and they may attenuate in the direction the cocoon is to open. And all continues to become ready, and further organization and the messages ahead and behind are the busyness and business and fact of life, as celebrated. So at a time, and without the long and arduous detailing, this creature emerges larger than life, which proceeds to literally carry it over these and newer and very likened like cable plants and trees, and their colors shine and reflect and are seen across all the caterpillars, as they were sitting on these leaves and eating their first bits of plant for perhaps their own lifetimes, and a particular color of light shines on one particular caterpillar, and causes his feet and eyes to shine in a moment, and in that moment, alters perhaps just one foot or twangs just one of his antennae, and that is part of his new direction, or perhaps it is all of them, and whatever it is one of trillions of communications our flying friendly is now able to bestow, and as it continues on, now fully noticed by larger creatures who perhaps weren't akin to its upbringing, the protections become greater as the ability to alter an environment is also, for altering such an environment for solely your own kind is noticed now and those settings in place for the birds or lizards or other creatures, may do well to adjust you, as you did for the creatures at the bottom bit of soil to return. And so, care is taken and given, and we would like it to all work out, and whatever path is traveled is noticed, and so new trials begin for each creature within these means of travel, and their behavior as larger creatures should and be willed to be that of their reminder of their successes as their and their own children, and so it should work, and a bit of chaos at a particular moment, is just the way a bird was turned or the wind blew on a bit of plant at a moment of crucial signaling perhaps, and adjustments are made with abilities to make choices to proceed with an orientation which has worked, to stay or move, and even staying involves movement, and this carries on. In tougher times and shiny simple happy times. Just know that a message has a beginning, which is its start as triggered by life itself, a middle, which can be short or long depending on the last part of this any message, which is a decoupling and simple signature which indicates the friendly nature of the message, as intended, and this happens in all aspects of messaging, on ground, in air, and further chemically wherever chemicals travel. Even robust enough when known to double their walls and efforts, using stronger chemicals and bonds to relay the messages, sign as intended, and with hope deliverable by those same means. Dot. And thus concludes our observation of organized living in the processes which function as function and are keyed in their specialities which a deftness which is theirs in their time and space to utilize and the impacts of this light behavior. As exemplars for the all the time going on of a particular and the love which is observable to a non-casual acquaintance is nearer than you think, and whatever bits you choose, choose you, and thus carries forward an off-the-beaten-path for a bit more life and livability for the planet to enjoy. This has been our messaging from the island and about the All the Time San Francisco and its associated light beams of Beamery Creamery. Good luck inside and outside and about and throughout a lifetime of such discovery. Aqua QC3W.
Political fervor for the UN fevering of reticulating Levin cash disparaged and recarriaged return to a normal middle sea of the musical chairs of our senators and housemates, amongst our firsts of our first lady, honoring and honorable, and how shall we go in and out and about the proceedings which operate time in efficacy in operation, we are people, do remand and demand a currency which is working, workable, palatable and paletted for a logistical delivery amongst all 50 of our statehoods, without days, yet nights around a round table, near a sword, nor shield, yet tooling to revise and devise our forward, onward, within and not without, around and well-routed rediscovery and, quickly, as in the now of it all and all the time. Mark. Our story begins at the beginning and carries forward this messaging in maintenance of the threading and care of our flag, honored in the places of noticement, our hearts and mind's eye, on he occasions where prevalence is desired for the desirable in repeating and non-repeating digital concurrency. Apple Pie. Dear Kamala, and our Biden. This lettering is for you, like a jacket from the jocular days of our nation, when we grew our children to rave about nuclear powers, and still hid under our desks, how appropriate these same boasters did the same. A desk to write solutions to our problems, and not at all designed perfect as in the philosophy of, nor really designed well for education, at any rate, with boxy and sized sizzling classrooms with a talking head and children's heads down and hands up to beg to ask out loud, versus the versed understanding that to speak when time-space permits is natural and in turn. And so, we need to keep some things. And these are the things, the happiest of people for the best of the benefits of reasoning, as is suggested and suggestible with and onward and on again and again successes of unmistable unfoolery, and the replacement of bodies of thought and reason, fresh, where fooling is at its most regular and non-productive. We've all been fooled, and this is going on and on again without freshness, and we have a ton of people to be made interested and interesting in our daily workings of a governing body which is actually made with minds and bodies, and not simply fillings or stuffery of the unseen, hidden with papers written by professional for professionals, and glossaries considered as only glossy glossovers, and the etc. Which brings me to the classroom. Our classroom, our daily government, in and for all 50 states, for their needs and the best, naturally the most excitable and therefore energetic enough to provide its own power to our powers that be in the House and Senate, committees for committees, an overlap of elected and unplain from all around, and around they will be, for the injection of fueled ideas and the follow-up, much needed, to ensure that agreements are kept, and that people don't shy away from their paid civilian duties, nor our elects will be able to push them away or replace them, but will stare them right in the face, and, because the unknown portion may have elected these soon to be honest and non-fools, they will understand implicitly, and as well packets of programmatic writ will allow tests to be written for laws and reused programmatically, by and for the people, for such things as conflicts of interest, where one may hear and react in some ways, this is a record, which is checked and rechecked when these items come up time and time again, for a time before things are working just naturally. It's at this point, where you may want to brief on computer programming code testing, wherein the tests are written towards what is expected, and then the code is written, and tests are continually run again changed code, to ensure that the expected is always maintained, and as well, peer review and cryptographic personal sign-off is in multiples and provides the reviewer accountability, and the coders, likewise, by name, comments, times and dates, and etc. This is how our laws will be written, and this is how we will back OGS and apply our initial and ongoing tests to existing bills and laws, where tests for laws are written and maintained by this same and ongoing paid public. And so, our initial tests will be simple things like, was this correctly signed, does it repeat itself in the document, and is that verbatim or does it reference something else, and what is that reference, and how can we build a tree of conflicting or true bill and law relationships. This brings in our judicial branch and case laws, and we shall ensure that while our judges are unfettered, that they themselves, and impartial testers, will apply a date branchable precedence and case law and do magical things, like, automatically bringing tried cases to light when new precedents are set in motion, or even as they are brought back into court, so that notices are available to parties at all these access-controlled branches, where views, edits, notes, and even social branches can freely utilize and build networks around the verities of the, let's call them the branches of branches or rooting within, or any type of natural understandable set of nomenclatures which are easy enough to understand, and work, so that traversal within our systems is easy and skill transferable. In fact, so many part-time jobs will be created, based on the desire to work mere hours to learn and accomplish too much for their and others' benefit and a lifetime of emotionally whole and non-drudgery due to the non-repetitive nature of the work, that more hours will be spent as humans, and therefore the more functional the work be towards our human desires for natural, easy, and fun. These taps will extend with our global partners, the UN as well, specifically as viewable and suggesting, as much of our work affects the world, and many of our citizens have interests in livability on our globally measurable scale, and in particular these are our honoring of nature on the need to be global, and this also includes the desire for happiness, proven and upkept for this work to continue in, as in our planet, perpetuity. And the jobs will be suggestible by the individual and groups, and some of the tests will be written, perhaps in plain language, and transferred to code, or as code is taught, and the tests will test against what jobs are already this or that, and if it is completely new, and the applied will find all the segments where work can be done by our innovative individual or group, and these are the things we will do to carry our lives forward from this point. A new library will be appointed, and new indelible systems of discovery available for all access, irregardless of income, or ability to afford or travel towards the locale where the application of their work is to be made available, and carried as well by all the varieties of those who write and use the code, in our new language. The ideas will work, and when disparities arise, those with noticement will see the highlighting across all boards, and will discuss in code, and comments in a rich simplicity to indicate perhaps why change will work or break, and these humans will make and further and revise their language, and see the problems shrink and reduce the impacted and conflicts in systemic code. And the specialists will be the all of us, started with what we know to be true, for nature, spirituality, health and well-being of their families, of which we have many, and many a reason and purpose to join and segment for trust and compatibility for the all who can work and work towards, within and without danger and towards prosperity of the common richness, which is our planet, at its very core. Interesting, we will find in this immediacy of knowledge and wisdom shared and is immediate workability for us, and the US in them. It is our sincere hope, and this is honestly and honest for the synapses in my brain during these moments of delivery, and the hearts are remembered and been and are being acquainted to, that these measurable measures may be broadcast verbatim, and writings based on these ideas written with are also tests, to ensure no muddying of said fluidity, as I'm sure there will be plenty of room for the actual code execution, than to alter such a simple document such as this. It will be my duty to begin this process, in print and in radio, and your help is thus requested, shall you find your plot at this juxtaposed junctioning, as in the railroads, this time built by the wanted, not for, and about the all around, and even perhaps to repay, our body debt which we do carry, and which is not so silently recalled in our ill health and the health of others. We will see a reduction in ill health, at doctors, and in hospitals, and in medical procedures, and in medicine or prescription drugs, and we will find and recruit for the offset in cash dollars, these industries of people, not corporations, to join our efforts of the paid in body health plus cash, and the exchange rate of health and paper money will and will to be finally understood, shall ensure that, like our impossible B, is able to get from needed place to place, and back, or around, and in an ongoing manner where the next of this nectar is always provided from the little dance, which is the code, found, written, utilized even, and carried forward to the next, and yes, we will look at nature and the bees to ensure they are healthy as well, for this indicator is for the very sustenance of our airwaves, which indicate a healthy mind, and minds. There will be perhaps a new boon of boomery in the bedrooms and communities, and we may find ourselves traveling, slowly, as to find like and like kind, or to build and maintain a shininess to be in the weather we desire, and in actuality, we'll notice that our healthy beings create and maintain this weather for us. This is San Francisco speaking, and that is my testament. The neural natural and admirable aspect lenses bring your light to a light supper of discussion, a digest for our reader, listener, broadcasters, authors, and artists, for artistry and the forms for a functional, by maths and processes, winged and in-flight period periodical, which is the today of our heavenly bodies and those attainments and retainments for the thus and thusly forward and upward, as in growth without waste, and carrying us in perfect perpetuity. This is from the Isle of the In and About All the Time San Francisco, and in the midst of minds of thankfully available contributors for the powers of thought and compassion, and the open channeling of this, a new type of type, for typing a typecast in casted amendment, to mend, our image of our flag, we fly dearly. This is Aqua Q.
It's episode 4 of AquaQ Labs and we bring you strawberry programs. Enjoy it and never invest in a three-ring binder unless you have something to write upside down and scribble on backward and forwards until cereal comes out of your nose, alphabet style. Now this.
Gazinc, your agent is loaded. It's especially fair and damp today. Just slide it on for a trial. We'll ultra shock it off later. Well, we'll try. The last time they side-loaded an agent on me was 2 weeks ago, and it's still sticky around the ankles. Toes are a bit doughy too. It was also well known that the staff had been messing with the programs. Hot was cold, up was sideways. It was a right bollocks. The intention was unclear, but the effect was Lord of the Rings meets Pee Wee Herman in a nightclub disco deck with boots, a dinner dress, and a quart of petrol to last the night. You had to stay busy or the body program kicked in and started rewriting everything. It was 5 a.m. and Peru was rising. A tone chimed. It was Tuesday morning in the West Bank and the street merchants were setting up for the bazaar. Hakmet put up his wares and wandered across the street to the newsstand. Not gonna buy today's paper. Jellish, it's filled with lies and the ads are too expensive. Jason blinked. That was his name. Mr. H had begun calling him Jellish after a peanut butter mishap. 3 years ago, everybody knew Creamy was bullshit. The paper was expensive to run since the owner lived well in his accounts. Securities, I think he called it. The editor too lived strong with a mind to argue the cost of freedom. I guess it was 35 cents, and a hot chocolate at the corner cafe where they cased the town for stories. Hakmek wandered over for a cup. The sign tilted just a bit as he walked into the sunny dungeon pies and other morsely treatable ales and amenables. He had 35 cents.
He walked in, stippled lip from a slight shaving accident, and tossed his 35 cents into the tip jar. "Careful with that, fella," he said. "You could buy a paper with that." Frog, the editor, just smiled as he usually does when he's being bullied or getting ready to trim his toenails. This time was both. "Not in the coffee shop, man. Don't forget what happens to dead cellular phones. They get recycled as little girls' tricycles." "Well, that's all right, Hakmek. I'll buy one for your family next time you've got a date with Lillery. She wrote me the other day. Dear editor, she's always so formal." "Yes, Lillery was a peach and liked getting into the vertical columns on the paper, sideways. Extra, extra. So the coffee tariffs are up again, eh, old man? Surprised to see you so spendthrift at the till. Oh, that's for the tables. It's a bizarre banquet from the street festival tonight. Lights, action, superstars." Indeed, the narrative had been left justified for 75p in last week's paper by another secret admirer of the bazaar. "They sent a basket of baskets filled with gaskets. That's got to be something clever." "What's clever?" Frog asked. Weird, I was just thinking to myself, it must be the coffee. You didn't have any. Oh, that must be why then too, much of a non-creamed thing. It's time to get over to Peru. Get me the phone.
Send us a message at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs and tell us what you want to hear. It's April 20th, 2020 and this is AquaQLabs C3W.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Immediate and reciprocal emotion, cyclical and circular, as in where to put an emotion, how to attach it, and how to reconcile that within a realm. An example is hearing a noise, being annoyed, and other is annoyed just like you, but for a semi-related issue, where that issue is in time spatial to the senses. Number of emotions and sensories to be determined by those paying attention, and those guessing are putting their parts together to summarize and balance, with a non-forkable resolve. To resolve the half conversations, we need triple the people, and while much of this will sound to the listener as individual half conversations, they are actually part of the karma mesh which reaps. Then there are setups. They are recurring episodes of this reaping nature, wherein certain events can be learned and expected. Consider a secret entryway, with an always last chance backup guy to let you know you've passed the entrance. He'll act kind of out of the way and mumbly and crazy. And then you'll see a similar guy that next time. And soon enough, you make the entrance on the first round. Draining. People want you to succeed, as the karma balance is part of their equation as well, and so, and hence, the solution to all the problems. So how do we rein in the outlier, when the event is choice and you can only encourage the right choice to a want, which gets them there in the first place? How do you signal all these people, and how and why do people help in a setup? Well, first off, it's pain and fun and rewards are given, fabulous prizes of freedoms of movement, getting oneself to where they want to go as well. Second, it's a familiarity that grows on you, and sleeping while they live. It's pathways that people want. Outward and with ability to grow, Fionaxi style. So flourish, take your time, start early, walk a path, talk a talk, and walk again. Keep energy flowing and stop and use your special talents to get you, and them, where we want to be. Safe, with options, healthy, and sane, and fully healthy will appear just that way. Peace and love from San Francisco, this is the voice of AquaQ in the labs C3W, and do message us at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs/message and have a rockstar day.
Send us a message at anchor.
Not known, but now know. Is now the program, for yourself, to register. To see it within yourself, as this. Mirror, from the light, parabolic, anabolic, a vacuum suck of the ultra behavior which causes you to misstep. The mind over matter, when matter should have won. Nature should have won, and wins, as is the organization of the mind, heart, and chakras. that bulge and pulse to the lights, and with transference, to signal even more, and even greater, oddly enough, is our nature, to help. Face, of normalcy or not, twists and lets others see the velocity. Hands, bend to sign and show the way, to be the language that a spoken word cannot say, and feet planted firm, run, when in danger, and if damage tells its story, radiating through the floor, and play by number resonating through each cycle of 3, 0, 1, 2, 3, and beyond. Can you count to 10? Well then, let's begin. This is about, is always about, with me. It's written after, a life, after my life, and further than I live myself. My senses, my understanding is a limit impedance, to which I short to describe a magic that may not occur again, or will is just, if justice is again, and has been forward. So we're here, and we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be safe yet we are, through the magic of group self-preservation, spacing, and quiet taking of the responsibilities of man. Well, woman to man, and man to man, and to woman. To describe it further would be honest and wrong, as the impedance resists, while matching the radio signal. That is if you try to measure the resistance. You place a load, and that load, as is life, is part of your being as well, so how on earth would you know the load density? So it flips. Flops. Cycles, like a square wave it warbles, as I walk by. As is a stance, and as you, and they, and us, and the altogether matters of facts. Well. No, the maths work, just with stress, on the bones, the skin, and ultimately the organs, known and isolated themselves. They do not give in, they redact each other's statements if one should falter, three of one and three of those, yes. Perhaps we need a constitution, you say. Well, this is our constitution. Our being. Measured on digits, on backs and feet and signaling toes in the deep muddy desert, the which is an oasis to some who do not require the excessive hydronation. Yes, hydronation, the hydro plus and wherein is the anti-organic, which is hot and stretchy, and the gas of matter, its life swirling around a back alley, occupying all space at once, and within, sticking in the air and hovering like a UFO around a particularly interesting crater. Where does it go but disperse, or does it congeal together as a mass particle wave, muscular tensions signaled simultaneously to the others as well, or the communicative die just rolled on? When will it be food again, kind Sir Algae Matter? Perhaps scry me an ocean and wash it all away for a million years, and return to rock, or carbon making its way back to diamonds and then place it once again on those hands that haven't changed in 100 million years since they were created, and longer still if you still have a still calendar. That and is, what not?
Do they damage and how do they repair it?
It's square waves
once
back
the
again.
Pink Floyd had the album.
The non-observation of the dark side is where it is cool and creepy and dark, of course. It's where the echo goes unnoticed, unless you happen to live there. Bones listen, connect and hold the planet, upright with the help of light and wind. Spin rift trouble sent waves to the bones in your mouth, now to the foot radio and to the others, sounds like core, and that shell by the ocean, which perhaps is the dark side of our moon, where crustacean creatures live and move forward, leaving us direct out of your distance to mimic and to jewelry and become their
beauty, too. When it be broken into portions, including a utility portion, as well as arms of education and other non-profits. And philanthropic arms to further the mission statement as to follow an end-to-end eco-benefit towards the planet, the community's well-beings in this regard, and in fact all manufacturing, transport, consumption and reproduction. Yes, that's right, we will now consider Amazon entities as able to reproduce, as in the mechanisms to produce systems which have a positive impact on and about the planet and the people and materials and anything natural for the locality and lifetime of its repeatable processes, as adaptable. This literally means that two arms of two people, who move something to the benefit of said process, are considered within this entity and therefore part of child whose lifetime is to ensure the joyous participation of the participants, and more. Eddy stuff. And without getting into wearables on that one, I'll proceed to finalize a statement. Amazon's size and breadth and obvious profitability has ensured from the start that belief creates possibility and further evident truth, and vice versa, truth exists to be believed, and that is our cycle, wherein belief and truth are matched in a benefit of relationship. Amazon's name was chosen for the essential naturality of the rainforests, whose diverse quirky creatures are so bizarre that they account for the restoration of our entire planet, and oftentimes and in a so large leafy environment,
that its concentration of planetary cooperation in a matched, as in the heady rains and continuation in earnest and wildly non-idle entities. Its continuation toward the continuity of kinship with this planetary marvel is to be carried, by carrying others in pursuits of the willingness of our very beings to continue a superb non-superfluous existence of creation, sharing, discovery, and all variable dreams and cognitive abilities without bound, for the times allotted to its sequel return within a loop for the equations of nature to work in the next moments, and forward in days, and timelines as discovered through these actions, and that the images of ourselves is very much what we truly aspire, when we make any purchase, or indeed produce from earthly materials, and so put these accounts in place, we can and must utilize our bioavailability for the continued belief and delivery to be, so. The above has not been edited, as noted in streams of consciousness from the in and about isle off the west coast of imagery and softened lines of reasoning for the seasoning of a continuation of seasons, and, we know all of this, and perhaps the weatherman will glean a little more insight as to why things happen, and be able to unby the rain, as to say, place it as needed. Peace plus love, Aqua Q.
Anthtai About puts the wrapping paper up and on and about the packaged programming of this Monday, the 8th of February, of the greyish-blue kind of weather balloon you might fill with water and drop onto your nemesis, but in this case, perhaps you'll now float away and say hello to sticky frogs which may cross your lily pathways of gestalus. This is Aqua Q from the Isle Midside and around the Isle of Man and the etc. tonight, C3W.
The mood of water moves and sticks within and for itself, and as it's all around in the air and in the ground, and in its purity is non-reactive to the ironic core of our planet, or perhaps is very justly the stickiness which is hugely gravimetrical as tons and tons of immeasurable balance both pushing and pulling away, as our life does on these surfaces. The mood is a continuation of a flow of ideas, from the onset offset offshore shoring of its placement, drawn up likely just after a globule of immense cohesion first placed from where nearby likely as the likely and likening symmetrical force of the forceries of metal, or perhaps then rock or the trillions of particles and particulars of dirt and the many sands which were to be formed by its thrashing and absorption of vitality for the oceans and its creatures, which were then made into bones and fins to swim about and be about the very place which is life. Blood is a funny substance, sometimes warm and often cold, both providing for the creature and both containing the metals from the very undersurfaced earth. The cold has a very self and signaling duty for the non-observation of itself, as protective is life, towards a being which ne'er protects others, but is still serving in the facts of life and thus still available for life to continue justly. Our fish and our snake, both opposite sides of the planet course such a blood and seek themselves a warmth of the provider of others. However ironic in these cases which the provider is providing their very lives, including towards each other for the further unfortunate yet pathways justified ecosystem of the unbalanced or perhaps rebalancing of this bit of chaos. As mentioned earlier, which additionals to chance is not discovered initially and thoroughly enough at a creature's start, to encode their messages justly for the equilibrium as designed for them, and so they carry on, and we do. The warmth of this blood provides for an about and furthering our previous hero, our caterpillar, whose lifetime has been discussed and enjoyed as he and she in fact did their entirety of life and living and carry forward their warmth towards the like and likeness of their kind and in kind others for these processes of continuation of success, which is the forward and backward and still forward thinking and behavior of any creature with a wit to match the planet from an onset and life's very natural way to carry on this motion. So back to water. Even in its purity, its electrons spin, and thus it finds its own environment, perhaps against a rock or a trough or a larger body with the sky above it. And I do believe it knows its surface. For the surface is where it changes, and surely even a simple electron knows about change, for that is its very nature, and so they spin in a line, and spin, and because they have the ability to see their proton as larger than life to itself, and the other particles within the atom are corollary to the largest portions, which in turn are turned by, consider them the feet like our caterpillar. The atom of water forms its body, as it is known, and this body enjoys electricity as any other, and radios electrical, and warm bodies transmit electricity, and so the water's mood reflects, and reflected does from the sky up for signal and down as well to the other creatures, and even to the electrons embedded in this body, and provides for it to be noticed and live and be consumed and move to the places it may find and be found as beauty in the what is needed and enjoyed. And as it's pouring over itself and these ideas, each electron continue to spin like a wheel, motioning one another to be like and liked and in like kind be kind towards those who are also so, and so, is its messaging to procreate, and by procreate I mean to maintain the natural messaging in those moments of electron alignment, and to be picked up and swallowed perhaps into the warmth, where its electrons are yet still more powered on, and as it moves, it carries with it the strong atomic forces of the water it's left behind, and carries on messaging from far away as to weather and weathered. This is the direction to travel for the benefit of life, for it is at its very center. And further the precipitation and cleansing of water to ensure that unliked messages are cleared and that things can begin again for our kind fluidity, in which the sediment is left to the earth and its creatures to notice and further organize a means to signal the lattices of creatures on the positivity which came out of such a precipitous moment, so to quite literally speak. Water, of course, does spin around, and as we are always in between in one place or the other, this is also known as the opposite which attracts the ability to move at all, from north to south in fact, at the axis tilted, because otherwise the planet wouldn't spin at all, which is entire basis of life, this slight offset and spin, at an angle, which like a stripe of candy or more precisely the way one might turn and peel an apple or a potato, although in the opposite by means of applying and stripping and reapplying the what is just from the sun as we turn and our beings flock for heat and their behaviors create the need for water to be used and cleansed. It is known that water can do its will, by weather alone so strong that, while man, plant, animal and even mineral, have come in concert to produce such an event, be known that even a vastly apparent destructive force of the strong weathers of water, are made purely to further provide a sort of deployment of itself to further its duties to travel to the what is needed, if even for itself, for the needs of the summation and culmination of all of the rest, although apparent by mass and time, and thus unexpected and large. Yet notice to the point which is hopefully grappled with and planned for our heroes by perception's future and abilities. Thus water is the ultimate in confidence, and is really only defeated as entrapped by a toxicity of fire plus material, which it spends its origins fighting against, for even far away it's heard its own sizzling screams of the near end to its atomics, and as some escape into vapor, and perhaps are further trapped and embedded with coal in the air, the lesson continues for our fair and just water. And just water plus what is required for life is what we and hence water agree to carry and the arrangements in the skies are like too, with senators as clouds to direct the battle onward and over to never be over, yet and over again. Dot. At these stages, with the planet turned inside out by our own ingenuity, and likeness to dig and utilize what we find, and find how to utilize is now what we do, and everything must have a purpose. Despite our true belief that this purpose is to leave what one cannot use, but find and discover for and for another we still do, and pipelines are built because we can use all the oil from one place, and without need we create a need, because it is so fast and so specifically where we found it that it must be gold, we think to ourselves with a greed perhaps, and in actuals because it is so toxic, and locked away for reasons we may ne'er discover as it's been plundered and moved about so many times and ingested and fed to our fish, and soils, that water in these stages is locked up in its own cages as it were, and living has become a mockery for our said water, and even it may not be heard very far away, as its material time is spent spinning idly from a place without savior. Where water has saved all of us time and time again, the oil is so toxic that it cannot even be ingested as a lucky salad for a fellow, where at least the fats would agree and stay with this man for the lifetime of himself to get to another salad. And yet, while we have a lot of it, water, we have a lot of this crudity as well, and crude as we are to continue and carry it on and over to burn the skies and ground a bit more to get to places and behave like the mode of transport is our usual consumption, our cars become ourselves and our feet, very unlike and unlikened to our caterpillar, and creates for us all sorts of wrong signals and directions, where we need to utilize and fix the very signaling onto the vehicle which surely cannot signal him for itself, nor to the trillions of roadways we've trampled with the same petroleum which fuels us, onto the ground as asphalt, further trapping up water, even as it drops from the skies and is run over time and time again by the slicks of a slick exhaust, again bringing us to nowhere in particular, as is not know the quadrillions of useless messages and interception of said electrochemical messaging we impact and even our light travels to a supermarket, to pick up packaged goods, which in turn were shipped in this fashion. And the planet is cold for those who need it warm, and hot for those that need it temperate, and the water is unbalanced in favor of the favorable whose favors are to transport it with aqueducts and further in plastics and trucks and man-made lakes and the watering of lawns for the good looks of a suburban development designed to look good in the 1950s, and to further separate us from nature, and to provide an interior to an education to continue to do so, and even separate us from cities, while are as well asphalt in construction, at least have the oddity of diversity and diversion to spin oneself in the possibility of a direction to make a change. And in any event, as some have learned and settled, the eventfulness continues, and we slip pieces of paper through the mail to make our choices now, and don't rudimentarily encode them on a leaf, as we're in larger-than-life moments, and in these moments, our belief carries us far. And sadly as belief as an idea without success does not reach a narrow chemical ground encoding, only those who maintain themselves internally may continue for a time, as their materials allow them, without a survivability that is nature, which continues on, however poisoned the message we have created, and muckery of the signal which is meant both for us and for the all now incredible numbering and organization of instantaneousness to move even a slight bit to the left or right or in fact up and around as well. And well understood and continues to be trodden, and our slight caterpillar is hopefully in range for a lifetime of lifetimes and we do, should know that's not enough, and to perpetuate, is simply that. It is ongoing and forever, and so we take this brief in-flight pause, to encourage you to find a direction to move slightly or gently or in kind of way to fiddle or faddle not and to, with each step find yourself in the parts which need to spin for others to find others. And the monument is your daily activities to do so, and complex is what we've made it and staticity is what has provided our profound need and actual desire to change, and that grappling with the current of water is not likely to reckon well, as in a well, which is both buried and buries man who continue to put water in a bad mood. This has been and continues a continuation of life and living with the proximity of all things known to man, in the minds and bodies as available in the retransmission of materials to the planets, spinning ever onwards towards our very likable sun, AquaQ.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Thibault of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule.